Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Lasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Today we're going to talk about the socials, the old social media. I do think it's a pretty important part of the process, and I think it's something that every player who's interested in playing in college needs to establish. So we're going to talk a little bit about kind of some of the fundamentals in terms of information that you should include in your profile, what you should be tweeting, so on and so forth. Or is it tweeting now? Posting? Xing? Is it Xing?
I'm just always going to say tweeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until otherwise told not to.
Sorry, Elon, if you take any offense to that. But yeah, so let's start with that. Some of the fundamentals. Get a Twitter profile, Twitter handle that's easily recognizable. I think that's kind of step number one. You don't need anything flashy. It doesn't need to be flamethrower 69 or whatever. Like, keep it simple. You know, if I was going to build one for myself, it might be A. Kirikides or Kirikides underscore A. Something that if a coach goes to type into the search tab, that they can find you pretty easily. As far as information you should put in your profile, all your relevant metrics, height, weight, high school, travel ball. If you've got velo, exit velo, 60 time, GPA, those are all relevant pieces of information that coaches are going to be looking for. One thing I would advise there is don't exaggerate because you'll get found out. As far as what you post, I think you keep it baseball, in my personal opinion. Try to leave other stuff out of it. Keep it to things that you're doing, things that your team's doing, things that your teammates are doing as far as like reposting. But in terms of what you post, hitting video, bullpen video, TrackMan data, if you show up in a PBR ranking or a perfect game ranking, that's the type of information you want to put on your timeline. And make sure that it's relevant. Make sure that it's something that's going to add to your profile, not detract from it. And that's why I think it's important to stress that the baseball piece needs to be the main focus of that particular profile. If you've got another one, that's fine. But just be aware that everything that you post is there kind of in perpetuity at this point. You can remove posts and that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it is a reflection of you. So don't post anything stupid. Don't repost anything stupid. Anything that is going to get you in trouble or maybe have a coach look at you in a negative light. Let's do the best we can to kind of stay away from that. As far as other ways to use it, following coaches and coaching staffs of schools of interest is a great way to show them that, hey, I'm interested in your program. So if you're looking at a particular school, go to their website, figure out the coaches who are on that staff, go find their Twitter handles, follow them. It's kind of tapping them on the shoulder to let them know like, hey, I'm interested in your program. Hopefully you get a follow back, and anything that you post on your timeline is going to show up on their timeline. They're going to get a chance to see some of the progress that you're making or some of the things that you've been accomplishing that you're able to post to your Twitter account or your Instagram account. I'll stop there. What I miss? What do you want to add?
I don't think you really missed anything. I think you nailed the old, make sure you find a nice handle. For those of us who have been around this game a long time, it used to be the emails that would be like, big donkey hitter 420. And you're like, come on, man, really? Like, just use your name. I think that it's not necessarily a negative, but when people are searching for you and they see your video and stuff on, if it gets reposted from Flackground apps or, PBR or whatever, like you want it to be something that is like, oh, okay, I know who that kid is, not, I throw nitro 93. Like, okay. But I think it's a great way to be, social media is a great way to kind of get your name out there from a recruiting standpoint. It doesn't have to be super flashy. It doesn't, you don't have to have a billion followers. You know, it's just an ability for coaches to be able to, you know, see you on the interwebs and maybe see some stuff that they, you know, might not normally, you know, catch their eye. You know, we've talked about this a lot, you know, the amount of times that we, you know, you'd be at an event and there's a break in the action and you turn on your phone and, you know, next thing you know, you're getting updates from the West Coast PBR and you're seeing some videos or you're seeing a PBR event that you couldn't really go to or one of your, you know, your staff couldn't get to. And you're getting some videos of guys that you know who they are. And it just kind of gives you it keeps the pulse on what's going on. So, you know, the ability to be able to do that stuff and leverage it in a way for a positive for you in the recruiting process is huge. You know, and I think you're right. You want to keep your stuff generally to, you know, positive things that you can, you know, really, you know, uplift other people and, you know, this is what I've been doing, blah, 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 whatever it might be. You know, so that there's some, a little bit of a snapshot into the type of kid that you are, you know, from a baseball standpoint and the rest of it is, you know, can all be filled in by you and your family and coaches, you know, when you go on a visit and coaches and other people that they, you know, the college coaches will call to kind of get character references on and see what they say. So, you know, there's a lot more, you know, there's a lot more positives to it. You know, this wasn't something that you and I had to deal with growing up. You know, but it's certainly a part of what's going on in the recruiting process for all these kids nowadays. So, you know, to be able to use it in a positive light, to be able to kind of leverage it a little bit more, to get in front of a couple more eyes, you know, and look, like you're not going to be, you know, straight up recruited off of Twitter or Instagram, but it might open a door that you can walk through that otherwise you had no idea was there, you know, if you do it right. And, you know, post some videos of you hitting, your progress, of you throwing, you know, tag Flat Ground Apps and, you know, they'll retweet it out. And, you know, I still follow it. So I still see things pop up on my feed of people who are, you know, looking to get recruited. So there's things out there that you can, you know, definitely get more eyes on if you, you know, go about it the right way. And it's a super easy thing, like I said, to kind of shrink the country and get yourself in front of a couple more eyes than you otherwise might not be in front of.
Yeah. The other two tips that I would add is if you've got a good video, right? Say you got a bullpen that's got TrackMan data attached to it or really good round of BP or some good game highlights, like put that as a pinned tweet so that it shows up at the top of your feed. So when a coach goes to it, he doesn't have to scroll all the way down your feed to try to find some good video. I think that's a good practice. And then the other thing too, and we talk about this, like coaches can't evaluate you if they don't know where you are. Post your schedule, post your game times, right? Specifically in the summer, if you're a pitcher and you know you're getting the start on field four on a Thursday at 3:30, like tweet that out on Tuesday. Make sure that, you know, whoever's following you knows this is where I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to be throwing. And it supplements any other outreach that you're doing with coaches, any other communication that you're doing with coaches. So it can't hurt you is kind of the best way to think about it. Like it can only help you in this process. And it's another tool that you can use to get a little bit of extra exposure, get in front of some people you may not have otherwise gotten in front of. It's a great way to kind of organically keep coaches up to date with where you are, what you're doing, and the progress that you're making. So be thoughtful about how you do it. It's not a big lift. Tag appropriate accounts, tag your travel ball coach, tag folks that might be helping you out in the process, Flat Ground. There's some uncommitted handles that will blast out posts if you tag them in it. So take advantage of those and use it as another tool in your tool belt to get some exposure. Anything else you want to add, Coach?
Nope. Nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Tune in next week for another hot topic. That's from E&D Baseball. We'll talk to you then. Thanks everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.